Hi, everyone. Today is five things hell has that we need. You say, really? Yeah, well, let's see. And it may be similar to an outline you've heard before, but this will come out different. I have to maybe three, four times interject the reference to the verse. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31 is where we'll be starting at.
It's not a parable. If you have some Bible that labels that as a parable, those are in italics, God's words in bold, and there's no parable that has anybody's name in it. And it has Lazarus, and we know that Abraham was an historic person, and he's in here. And I'll just read a few verses. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And we'll keep our places and pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your goodness. If there's somebody lost here, God, tonight, help them realize that they're not going to want to go to hell and that it's real and they need to be saved. And I pray that we'll be out there witnessing to our loved ones so they'll not go to such a place, and we'll live fervently for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Five things hell has that we need. First thing hell has that we need, they have their doctrine all correct. People in hell, they know hell's a real place, and they know it's a place of torment. And it says, I am tormented in these flames. If these to go away into eternal life, and these into everlasting punishment. Same verse. You cannot say, well, I believe in heaven, but I don't believe in hell. You don't believe the Bible.
Now, the passage I'll be reading from is found in Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 5.
As a kid growing up, the absolute worst thing that could ever happen would be to die. And there isn't anything worse than dying. Yes, there is something worse than dying. And he says unto you, I said, friends, be not afraid of them which kill the body. And after that, have no more they can do. You know, they lived in the Roman time, and they took their heads off with the sword, or they did a lot of crucifying, not only our Lord, but many people. Even that same day, two other men were crucified. It was capital punishment, and it was very severe and very painful. I mean, it was nothing to stay alive for two or three days on the cross. And he said, don't be afraid of that. And they were terrified of it. I'll tell you who to be afraid of, friends. Well, what on earth? After you're dead. Verse 5, but I will say, forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him. God does want us to be afraid of some things. Fear him, a person, and it's not the devil. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Well, it's Jesus Christ. All judgments him giving into the hands of the Son. People don't willingly go to hell. I mean, they scratch and holler and scream, and a couple of angels to pick them up and throw them into hell. They're going to do, the devil's not in charge of hell. The Bible says he has the lowest pit. There's a verse over there in the Old Testament where the nations will come. Are you the person we were afraid of? And he'll be down there in torments. And now, what I want to say is, I'll forewarn you who you shall fear. Be afraid of him that after you're dead and in a casket, be afraid of the person who can do something to you. Don't be afraid of the person that can only cut your head off or impale you or crucify you. I'll tell you right now who you should be afraid of. This is the words of Jesus, not mine. I'm repeating them. I believe them. I will forewarn you, friends, be afraid of the person that after you're dead can cast you into hell. Hell's real.
The passage I'll be reading from is found in John chapter 4, verse 24. Where it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Some believe, as long as I'm sincere, it's all right. No, he wants us to worship him in spirit and also in truth of his word.
I stop at a stop sign because it's red. Why? Because there's a law that says I can get a ticket if I don't do it. And if I tell the officer, well, you know, is this, you know, I'm sincere in my beliefs, and I believe it's okay to run these lights when they're red, so don't worry about it, officer. This is my religion. Say, don't worry about this. He says, get out of the car. Walk this line over here, okay? They don't care about your, I got a religion to hide behind. No. There's no soul sleep. The body sleeps. But these people know that. They know there's no reincarnation. And they know that Lazarus died and the angels carried him. And the rich man died. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. He could still see in hell. There's no, the body, yes, the soul, no. Jesus said to the thief, I say unto you, today you'll be with me in paradise. And he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Bible says this body without the spirit is dead. You know what? You know where the doctrine of soul sleep came from? It's certainly not taught in the Bible. The doctrine of soul sleep came from people who don't believe in hell. It's like the little kid who told a lie and his mama caught him, and then he has to tell another lie to cover up the first lie. And so, well, they just don't want to believe in hell because it's just not in their beliefs, because they just don't believe the Bible. And they make up their religion. Well, then, okay, well, what happens to somebody when they die? Well, they go to heaven. What if they're lost? Most people are lost, according to Bible. Well, we can't have them going because there's no judgment until... Okay, well, they just sleep. That's not that. That's a big lie on top of another lie. That's what the whole thing came from. But it's better if you believe the Bible. And then if you believe the Bible, you'll know that when you die, if you're saved, the angels will take you. And you'll know that if you're lost, you'll be cast into hell. And you know it's a place. Somebody in Africa may not believe in New York City with skyscrapers. But it's still a place, and it's still there.
The passage I'll be referencing is found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
The people in hell know there's no reincarnation. There's a great gulf fixed. It goes on down here in verse 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would pass from thence. They can't pass. They can't leave. They don't come back here. I'm sorry if your relatives are there. I got a few myself. But they can't leave there. And what's appointed unto man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. And this is here for our learning and for our admonition. Well, I just don't have faith, Brother Gary. Well, get faith. Faith, where does it come from? You drink it, or you got a pill that gives you faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's, well, if he'd work a miracle for me, I'd believe. No, you wouldn't. The very passage on down here says that. Five brothers, lest they come to this place of torment. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And I got a Bible. I got to Acts chapter 16. It took me about a year and a half to get there. And it says, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And the whole world saying, I believe in Jesus. And if I'm real good, I'm going to heaven. That's believing in being real good. That's not believing in Jesus Christ. They believe he exists. They just don't trust him. And if that's you tonight, you got to let go of your religion. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I had enough faith to believe that after a year and a half of reading the Bible it was true. I just had to do it. Ask him. I said, yes, Lord, I believe in you. But at that moment, I transferred my faith from my brownie points and what little bit of good deeds I had, and I put my faith in Jesus Christ. The people in hell didn't do that. They could have done that. People in hell got their doctrine straightened out now. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. People in hell, this is going to go a little quicker here, they have tears. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. People in hell cry. Did you know that's a good thing to have tears? Did you know everybody in this room has cried at one time or another? And did you know that you can cry over sins? Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. And now we're all sinners. If you think you're not, you've lied to yourself, you've deceived yourself, and it is true that some people have a bigger slice of the pie of sin. And cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. In hell, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, I don't need any of that. Yes, you do. You have the ability to cry. There's no crying in heaven. There is crying in hell, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And if have you ever, listen, I'm not saying you got to cry so many tears to get to heaven. I didn't cry at all. I didn't have joy. Well, what did you have? I just was glad I finally did what God wanted me to do. We're all different emotional beings. When somebody gets married, some cry, some rejoice, some are just glad they did it. I was just glad I finally trusted Christ. But my friend, have you ever cried over one sin in your entire life?
They say that people in jail cry. Big tough guys, you wouldn't want to mess with them. They say in jail, you'll be lucky if you find anybody that's cried for stealing, though. People in hell have tears. People in hell have prayer. In verse number 27, then he said, I pray thee, Father Abraham, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. This is his big prayer. I don't want my brothers coming here. And he also asked for something else and cried, verse 24, and Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And the answer was no. Today it's no sometimes, it's yes a lot of times, and wait sometimes. But in hell it's always the same answer. And he asked for the least possible thing that anybody could ask. Just one moment of some relief for my tongue. Give me just one drop of water. No. But they pray in hell. Why don't you ask Christ to be... I haven't got time. How much time does it take to give your heart to God's Son? Don't need to respond, but if you've asked Christ to be your Savior, aren't you glad? If you haven't asked Christ to be your Savior, why not? Behold now. Behold now is the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation. Well, tomorrow will be the day of salvation, Brother Gary, for somebody, but you don't know it's going to be your day because you don't know you're going to be alive. Don't brag about tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. Well, I'm waiting. What are you waiting for? A stroke, a heart attack? God has a million ways to kill people. I witnessed to a taxi man, a guy a week before he died. At that day, the last time I talked to him, I didn't even go through the plan of salvation. I'd done it so many times. I just said, why don't you get saved? I don't know Domino Gary. I don't know Mr. Gary. I don't know. He died a week later. Someone said, you know, he's dead. He's not. Yes, he's dead. He truck crossed the line. He's dead. I said, wow. And you know where he was at? I said, no, he was with his girlfriend. His girlfriend? No, he's married. Yeah, he's married, but you see that blonde girl that sits in the front seat? That's his girlfriend. I don't know why he won't get saved. He just loved his adultery so much. Not having any adultery there in hell, though. Another man over here in La Puente, years ago, a mom had told me, don't come back here. When a parent tells me not to come to their house, I don't go back. I'm glad I went back. He was leaning against the wall. He had the gray slacks on, I think it was, and the white shirt, and he was in a gang. Bad street. There's five people I know who died on the street. Bad. And I saw him across the way. I think he was 18. I thought his mom's gone, her car was gone. I walked over there and tried to witness to him. I said, well, you don't like the Virgin Mary, do you? I said, she's blessed among women. Yeah. But we worship Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you like to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior? I'll think about it. A week later, shot twice in the head and once in the back. His silly sister walked up to me. She's about 15. What'd you say to my brother last week? I told him about Jesus, how he died for our sins and loves us, and that if you asked him, he would gladly forgive you of all your sins and be your Savior. What did my brother say? He said he would think about it. Oh, big smile, walked up. She thought it was really cool that her brother had been killed by gang members. Well, her brother doesn't think it's cool. And he wasn't expecting it. Hey, you don't know what's going to happen to you. We've all gone to school and found out somebody, one of our classmates, there's an empty seat. We've gone to work and found out somebody who we just didn't expect to die. We're expecting the older people to die. Well, we all do, but some of them aren't older when they die. And God has all these ways. And the rich man died. And Lazarus died. And they're in a place. It's not a thought. Lest they come into this place. Verse number 25. But Abraham said, son, remember. Remember. It might be that the people in hell can't forget. Remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Because you had many opportunities to be saved. Witness to another guy, again, a week before he died, over there in La Puente. He had gone to a big rally over there at Six Flags, and he'd come back. He hit a telephone pole, he died. Mom and dad went there, his other brothers went there. A lot of tears shed. Condolences to you, sincerely, if you've lost someone. It's hard. It's really hard. You know what? I mean, no disrespect, but... and that young man and the other person, the young man who got shot, they're all thinking, why didn't I get saved? Why didn't I do that? What was I waiting for? Was I mad at God? Was I mad at my parents? Was I mad at myself? Why didn't I get saved? The devil doesn't want you to get saved. The devil says tomorrow's okay, but not today.
The passage I'll be reading from is found in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17 and 18, where it says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create."
You know what? In heaven, nobody remembers things about this earth. Did you know that? Once there's a new heaven and a new earth. And he said, "Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind." Why not, Lord? "But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create." God says, I know you're not going to be happy in heaven if you can remember the earth. There are some things about this earth that make people sad. Well, my mom, you know, God, I can't find my mom anywhere. You know, you won't find her here. Well, that wouldn't make you very happy there. But after the millennium's over, he's going to erase your memory banks. Well, where's my best friend? Where's my spouse? Where's my wife? Where's my husband? Where are my children? I don't know. Don't. That's not even going to be a question. That's going to be, it won't come to mind anymore. Why? Because I want you to be happy in what I'm created. Now's the day of salvation. Want to witness to somebody? You better do it now. And lastly, you know what hell has that we need? Hell has concern for the lost. I have five brothers. He remembered that too. And he says, and Abraham said unto him, they have Moses, let him hear the Bible. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, verse 30. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Have you got anybody in hell? I guarantee the only person who wants you to go to hell is your enemy. Go to Hades. That's what they'll say to you. The people who love you, one lady told me, I don't know where my mom's at, sir, but wherever my mom's at, that's where I want to be. Well, if your mom's in heaven, she'd say, come here, honey. And if your mom's in hell, she'd say, don't you come to this place. That's what she'd say. The only thing that you can do for people in hell is don't go there. Can't send no money there. Well, I'll pray and alleviate their suffering a little bit. You're going to alleviate their suffering at all. Therefore will I also deal in fury. My eyes shall not spare, neither shall I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. He's going to throw the key to the universal prison away and slam the door, and I won't hear them. I'll forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him that after you're dead has the power to cast you into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. Are you saved? Praise the Lord. I'm free from that place. Are your relatives free from it? He didn't say, I got a neighbor. That's who you should witness to. I got my boss. That's who you should witness to. He said, I got five brothers.